Yeah, Missouri.
Okay. And what are the other large cities in Colorado? You mentioned Denver. What are the other large?
Denver. Well, Pueblo and Colorado Springs are pretty good size. Grand Junction.
Okay. And what the big city in Illinois that everybody knows about?
Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a big city in Ohio. They have a good baseball team. The Reds. The Reds.
Play. Cincinnati Reds.
And if I got up and walked over to you, I'd be walking in which direction?
Toward me.
Okay. Uh-huh. And if you're traveling over to Slick Rock, which direction would you be traveling?
I'd be going north.
If you were going to tell somebody that you were going to travel that way, what would you say? I'm wondering if you would use up or down or over?
I'd just say I would go up to Slick Rock was all.
Do you ever use up and down in describing travel? Do you ever say I'm going to go up to some place or I'm going to go down to some?
No, I just mentioned, like I say, we're going to go to Cortez today or go to Monticello, okay. Go to Slick Rock.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce up and down for me?
Up and down.
Okay. So those aren't things that you would use to describe travel. You wouldn't say I'm going to travel up to the mountains?
No, I just say I'm just going
to
go.
Okay. Do you ever use over? I'm going to travel over to someplace?
No, not too much. I just say I'm going to go.
Okay. That's fine. If a car got stuck in the mud and I had to get behind it, I would be doing...
You would push it.
Okay, and if I... In the past tense, what would I do? If I did it yesterday, I did what to it?
I pushed.
Okay. And if I had to get a rope on the front...
I'd pull it.
Okay. If you were just going to travel a short distance, what would you tell people? I'm just going to travel... I'm not going far. I'm just going.
I say I'll just go a little ways.
Okay. And how about for a long distance? I'm gonna.
Well, let's see. I'd probably say I'm gonna. Well, that'd be back to where I say I was going to go a long ways. I'd just say where I was going.
Okay. You'd never use like a far piece. I'm going a far piece.
No.
Or short ways or anything like that.
No.
Okay. If something is hard to find, say a mineral, what do we call it? We call it, we say that it is...
A scarce metal.
Yeah, yeah.
A scarce item.
Yeah. And is there a place here in Dove Creek where, is there a train track that comes through here?
No.
Okay. What would you, if you lived in a town where there, a train stopped, what would that place be called?
A depot.
Okay. In a city, maybe like Cortez, if you're in the downtown... and there's a street, two streets which intersect, and you're wanting to cross the street, but you're not wanting to cross horizontally or vertically, but you're wanting to go this way, from one corner to the other. What direction would you call that?
Well, it'd be diagonally across the street, but that's illegal in court.
I was wondering if you ever heard the word catty-cornered.
Yeah, I've heard that. Okay. Uh-huh. We use that quite a bit.
How do you use that? What do you use that in?
Well, like, say we go someplace, like in the field, say, well, instead of when we work the ground, we say, well, work it catty-cornered.
Okay.
And work it that way or this way, so it's crossways of the way you plant.
Okay. And if you had an explosion, say a small explosion, it threw things in a lot of different directions, how would you describe that explosion?
So you had a blow-up. Okay. That's what I would
do. Okay. Do they ever, would they ever use the word like it going every which way? You know, things went every...
I've heard that too. But we use it when they have that dynamite, it's called it a blow up.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay. And what do people say around here when they're getting ready to say, if they're leaving and they're going away, what do they say to each other?